الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Now we are spoken on the fact that the Quran was not the creature of Allah, rather the Quran is the kalam of Allah, and it's not the way the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, or even the Ashaira really described it. So we should try to be on the way or the method of Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah on that, and which is that the Quran is Kalamullah, laysa bil makhluq. The Quran is Kalamullah, laysa bil makhluq. And whoever says the Quran is makhluq, as the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, these people are people of bid'ah. And whoever says that is a kafir, because the numerous verses in the Quran that make us understand that the Quran is the kalam of Allah. So on that point, that the author, the Imam of Sunnah, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, established here is wal iman bi ru'yat yawm al qiyamah. We should also have belief in ru'ya, a scene, yawm al qiyamah, on the day of qiyamah. What does the iman mean here? By saying iman bi ru'ya, believe in seeing on the day of qiyamah. كما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الأحاديث الصحيحة. As it was reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in authentic hadith. What is referring to? It is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that on the day of Qiyamah, the believer will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly. That is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And there are evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah reflecting this. The people of Bid'ah, the Mu'tazila, the Rawafij, and some others, the Jahmiyyah, they believe that we will not see Allah. And this is again the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is again both of the Quran and the Sunnah, as we shall see. Now all of them agree, both the Mu'tazila and the people of Sunnah, that in this world one cannot see Allah. Nobody will see Allah in this world. What is the evidence for that? We have evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. The evidence of the Quran is when Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayka, oh my Lord, let me see you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, lam tarani, you cannot see me. Lam tarani, you cannot see me. Walakin unzur ila al-jabal, but look at the mountain. But if Tafarra Makanahu, if the mountain remains the way it is, remain where it is, Fatah Fatarani, then you see me. Allah says, فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ, when Allah appeared to the mountain, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّن. So the mountain, you know, was destroyed. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا, and Musa fainted immediately. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَنْ تَرَانِ, you can't see me, or you will not see me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that وَعَلَمْ, know أَنَّ أَعْدَكُمْ أو أن أحد منكم لن يرى ربه حتى يموت. As none of you will see his Lord until he dies. That none of you will see his Lord until he dies. That shows it is not possible for anybody to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of wakefulness in this world. It's not possible. And when they ask, what about some ahadith that the Prophet Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world? We said those ahadith have to do with seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dreams or not in dreams, but they are talking about something else. Now in the case of the hadith that says the Prophet saw Allah in dream, the Prophet said, La'aytu Rabbi, I saw my Lord Al-Baraka last night. He asked me surah in the dream form. So this is what it has to do with what we dream. This is not the case of wakefulness. And that's why the other scholars have spoken and they believe that a believer can see his Lord in dreams. It depends on the level of his iman and the level of his righteous deeds. Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala in the book of Torah spoke at length on this. Now some of the scholars said the meaning of that hadith, رَأَيْتُ رَبِّي أَلْبَارِهَا, I saw my Lord في أحسن سورة in the best form. Not that Allah was in the best form, but I was in the best form when I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dreams. Not that God Allah is in the best form. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watch we change from one form to the other. But what it means is that what I was in the best form when I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whichever one, the fact means what? That the Prophet saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dream. But in the state of wakefulness, this is not possible. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, لَن تَرَانِ, you cannot, or you will not see me. You will not see me. Now we all agree that one cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Now there is a hadith that Ibn Abbas of Allah and you said that the Prophet of Allah salam saw his Lord. He did in the state of wakefulness or a dream. You can mean it. It can mean this. You are still coming to talk on that, inshallah. But the fact remains that what if nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. So that was why when some of you said that Rasulullah saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he went on the Miraj. And he told Aisha Radhiyallahu Anha, Aisha Radhiyallahu Anha said what? لَقَدْ كَفَّ شَعْرِي مِمَّا قُلْتَ, that is my air, the look of reason for what you have said. And that counsels, you know, all the companions of the Prophet Allah and the Salam story. You know, they get angry when something has to do with what? Has to do with attacking the deen or attacking the belief. Aisha radhiyallahu anha said that whoever said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah, فَقُدْ أَعْظُمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْفِرْيَةِ, such a person has fabricated a big lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who was the one talking this? The wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, she loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be compared with that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is there another woman or another person should have said, yes, yes. He saw Allah. But to defend the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to defend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existence in a marriage over what? Attributing something to the Prophet of Allah. And this is what these Sufi people do not understand. When some of them take the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they give these attributes, they give them to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All in the name of God, we love Muhammad. This is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was like a kuffa sha'ri bin ma'kut. My head, you have risen from what you have said. She now said, any person that says that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his Lord, because after Adama Allah is clear, such a person has what? Has fabricated a big lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compare our statement and the statement of people who are attributing a lot to the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. And compare it to the statement of the Prophet of Allah himself. When he said, that to Runika Ma'atra bin Nasr ibn Maryam, don't praise me the way Nasara have praised the son of Maryam. No, I'm Abdul. I'm a slave, I'm a servant of Allah. Faqula Abdullah wa Rasulullah. Call me servant of Allah, call me the messenger of Allah. But for it to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to direct act of worship to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has to be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what? This is great shirk, and this is great or big ignorance. Now the shahid here is that Aisha radhiyallahu anha said that the Prophet of Allah did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the consensus of this ummah, except for the people of Bulu. People of Bulu. Probably the Mubtadi'ah, like the Ashariya, the Maturidiyya, the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiyyah, they all believe that what? Nobody can see Allah in this world. Now in dream, yes, the Prophet saw Allah in dream. Is it applicable to another believer? It may apply to him, depending on the level of his demon and righteous deed. When that happens, does that mean that the person is supreme in Wahyu? The answer is what? Is no. Because Allah says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Akmaltu Alaykum Ni'mati. Whatever the person says, if it contradicts what he wrote, what says that the Quran is not going to be accepted from him. Because the person may think that he has seen Allah in dream, but he has seen Shaitan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كل ألف نبيكم على من تنزل الشياطين تنزل على كل أفاك أخيم. Say, let me inform you concerning those that shayateen will descend upon. He said the shayateen will descend upon كل أفاك. Every liar, أخيم, who is what? A great sinner. When you see somebody defend to himself what is not, what he does not possess, or that declaring himself to be what he is not, such a person has been affected by shayateen. Such a person is mansoor, possessed by the shayateen, and they see him as a tool that they will be using. So with that, he will be fabricating life. So the short idea is that nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Except for the Sufi people, some of them will say he has meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the like. So all these ashabul ghulu, there are people that want to hear this from them. Now on the day of Qiyamah, now let's talk on the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas of Allah that Rah Muhammad Rabba Muhammad saw his Lord. The fact is that one can see Muhammad see Allah or saw Allah in this world contradicting the statement of Allah. Some people wanted to understand it that way, Ama İmam Nevevi rahmetullahi teala der ki bu sahih Müslim. Muhammed sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem su Allah. What is not is not correct. Is not correct. Bu Muhammed sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem did not see Allah. So some scholars who say that Muhammad sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem then who was only one that would see Allah. But using the hadith of Muhammadu Rabbah, Muhammad saw his God. The answer of Abdullah ibn Abbas of Allah. For this answer, he means that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dream, and he means that he saw him in the state of wakefulness. And Aisha radiallahu anha said what? من قال بأن محمدا رأى ربه فقد عظم على الله الكريم. Whoever says that Muhammad saw his Lord for the potent house for the created a dream lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that mean that position of Aisha contradicts that of Abdullah ibn Abbas? So what does that mean? All muhakkikun are upon hadith of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Eventually, a tradition is what you fatwa. So there is no contradiction. Because Ibn Abbas was allowing you to say that Ra'ahu bifuadihi marrataini. This is the Sahih Muslim. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah bifuadihi with his heart. Marrataini twice. That is in truth, so he saw him. So if you take where Ibn Abbas said that Muhammad saw his Lord, which is not restricted, you bring me to the place that he said what? He saw him, the Fu'ad Ibn Al-Rakim. He said as what? There is no contradiction. And what Ibn Abbas of Al-Anya said, would be in agreement with what Aisha of Al-Anya said. With that, he comes back to the fact that what? Nobody can see Allah. Who will not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Some scholars have said that it is only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that saw Allah in this world. So it probably means that what nobody he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Based on that hadith that وَعْلَمُ أَنَّ أَحْدَ مِنْكُمْ لَمْ يَرَى رَبَّهُ حَتَّى يَمُوتَ. Know that none of you will see his Lord until he has died. Until he has died. So then, another hadith in Sahih Muslim, in the Sunan, the Prophet Allah was asked, did you see Allah? That is when he went on Mi'raj. The Prophet Allah said, Ra'aytu Nuran, I saw light. Another report said, what? Nurun, an arahu. So it is light. Anna arahu, how could I have seen it? So this statement of the Prophet Allah will contradict what Ibn Abbas of Allah said, that what? Ra'a Muhammadun Rabbahu. That even we take it to be what? That the Prophet Allah saw Allah. But if we take the move of Ibn Abbas back to his last statement that said what? Ra'ahu bifuadihi marrataini. There was no contradiction. Then another hadith, the third thing is this, the Prophet of Allah wa sallam, describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, Hijabu Nur. Another report now, that what screens Allah is Nur, light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ وَإِتُ أَنْكَلِهِ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبْحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَعِلَيْهِ تَصَرُ بِخَلْقِهِ. That the subhat, that is the dimming or the light of the face of Allah would have destroyed or would destroy anything of his creature that it comes across. So that shows what it is blessing for us. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make himself more clear or make himself seen to us that nothing will make. And this is another Prophet Allah Salaam. Let us take it back to what happened to Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكًّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. When Allah appeared just to the mountain, جَعَلَهُ دَكًّا. So it crumbled. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And Musa fainted. He fell down, fainted. So that shows nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. So that's why we've been worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do this, you are doing it. Why are we doing this? We are doing it because we want to enter al-Jannah of our Lord. We are doing this because we want to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why one of the greatest pleasure is for us to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are worshipping on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَالْزِيَادَةِ. For those who do righteous deeds, Allah said there is husna for them. Good things that is in the paradise and everything. Who are the people of Al-Jannah. When you go up Hellfire and Hellfire, people of Al-Jannah and Al-Jannah. Allah will not ask the people of Al-Jannah, what do you want me to do for you again? The people of Al-Jannah will say, what do we need again? Then to bring it with you, Anna, haven't you brightened our faces? And then to clean Al-Jannah, haven't you made God enter Al-Jannah? لَمْ تُنْجِنَا مِنَ النَّارِ أَمُنْتُ يُسَفْ أَوْ فَمْ أَمْفَيَا What are you doing this? Then Allah will say what? I will give you ziyada. And that is what? Looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet Allah wa sallam said, سَمَعُوتُ عَطَاعًا He will not be given anything أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَى وَجْهِ الْكَرِيمِ There will be more belong to them than what? Looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you've been communicating with somebody for some time, you know, you've not met, but you've been communicating, you've been seeing his letters and so on. What would be the greatest thing in your mind for you to watch to meet that person one-on-one? Say for instance, maybe somebody is trying to introduce a sister to you or trying to introduce a brother to you. And you say that the sister is okay, she's beautiful, or the brother is handsome, the brother is okay, as good a man, no, the Salafi brother is this, is that. You know, you'll be taking what he's saying, just taking it, but you know, that will not work completely what convincing to you. Until you see that person one-on-one, so that's why it is part of what it makes sense that we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the door of Qiyamah. Apart from the fact that it makes sense to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the door of Qiyamah, there are texts that say that what we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the door of Qiyamah. There are a lot of texts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wujuhun. يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرًا Some faces on that day will have mudra. They will be bright, they will be delighted, they will be cool. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرًا And they will be looking at their Lord. Their Lord. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرًا They will be looking at their Lord. The Mu'tazila, the Jahmiyyah, those who say You can't see Allah on the Lord Qiyamah. They said, إِلَى رَبِّيَا نَذِرًا means إِلَى ثَوَابِ رَبِّيَا مُنْتَذِرًا. Meaning, they will be expecting the reward of their Lord. Not at what they will be looking at the face of their Lord. So, this is where they know what no, we disagree. Because when we say we see Allah on the day of Qiyamah, when you want to see someone, you have to see him from somewhere. So if you see him in front of you, that means Allah is in front. If you see him back, and Allah was back. If you see him up, and Allah was is up. And to them, Allah is not what? On the arsh. So they don't want to contradict themselves. So they believe that if you say they will see Allah to come, you will see Allah through some way. And Allah is the creator of every place. He's the creator of every, the creator of everything. So if you see Allah through a place, Allah is descending in his creation. So using what? But before he means that what? Let's technically shame him. You say you do not believe that Allah sees, because if you say Allah sees, that means Allah is like human being. Allah hears, that means Allah is like his creation. That's what we hear. Allah does this, like Allah is like his creature. Now if you say Allah has essence, this is what all of them agree, that Allah has what? Essence. As I am what? My own essence. Now, can't we say, okay, that means what? The essence of Allah is like the essence of so that means we know what Allah does not have essence. So, and this is what? None of them will be able to say this. So, when you see, when you agree that Allah has essence that is different from the essence of his creatures, then we should believe that Allah has hands that is different from the hand of his creature. He has eyes that is different from the eye of what? Of the creature. Over the eyes of the creatures themselves differ from one another. The hands of the creatures themselves differ from one another. So this simple thing. But when people learn philosophy and they go into this thinking, they fall into fitna and they become what? They become tools in the hand of Shaitan. And Allah save us from this. So they believe that what? To say that to see Allah, you have to see Allah through somewhere. So for this reason, so we will not believe that Allah will be seen on the day of Qiyamah. Just have to believe that Allah cannot be seen in this world. So Allah cannot be seen on the day of Qiyamah. He said that. What about this verse? Ila Rabbiya Nazir, he said the meaning is that what? Ila Tawabi Rabbiya Muntadira. That they will be expecting the reward of their Lord. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said not to drink ul absol. But when you drink ul absol, the sight cannot encompass Allah, but Allah encompasses the sight. And in Abu Shafi, as a scholar of Sunnah, it is an evidence that what? We will see Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Because what the verse says is what the Mu'tazila and the other likes, they use it as what as an evidence that you cannot see what? You cannot know that you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Just as not that we see him in this dunya. But Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, this is what an evidence against them. Likewise, Shaykh Islam is saying that this is an evidence against them. Because last week we will not encompass. When we say you cannot encompass something, that means what? You have gotten that thing, but what? You have not gotten it completely. So something that you have not gotten at all, you can't say you can't encompass it. It's something that what you have gotten, but you have seen that thing, you cannot encompass it. And this is what? It's the truth. Say for instance, we see the sun, but can we encompass the sun? They say the sun? The answer is no. There are lots of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you cannot encompass. You just know little. For instance, this door, I can see this here, but I can't see the other side of it. Have I encompassed this? No. So last to drink will absorb, the sight cannot encompass Allah. So if the sight cannot encompass creatures of Allah, some creatures of Allah, then on top of Allah. And what you think will absorb, but Allah encompasses everything. Allah sees the back of this door, just as the steward the front of the door. Allah sees everything, He sees me, He sees you, He knows what is in my mind. When I approach in it, He has His way. Allah knows what He's giving in the air. Allah knows everything in the air. There is nothing in the heaven, there is nothing that God has given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning, وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So, this is what is clear. So this is people they use it as evidence that you can't see Allah. But, linguistically, Al-Idrak does not mean what? Seeing. So Al-Idrak means more than seeing. So, which means that some people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they cannot encompass him. Even on the level of Qiyamah. You see Allah, but not that you encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they use it as evidence, but it is an evidence against them. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ أَرَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The kuffar will be prevented from their Lord, from seeing their Lord. The benefit of that at what? The mu'min who see him. Now, will the kuffar see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any point in time on the day of Qiyamah? Salat of Sunnah also disagree on this. Some of the opinions that watch, just as they will not see him in this world, the kuffar will not see him on the day of Qiyamah at all. Likewise, the munafiqun. It is only the believer that will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some scholars of Sunnah, they believe that the believers are the munafiqun. They will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. That Allah will appear to the people on the day of Qiyamah. And you say, I'm your Lord. They will say, no, you are not our Lord. So Allah will not appear again. So they will admit that this is our Lord. So the first time, the munafiqun will be there and alive. So some scholars use this to say what? The munafiqun and the believer will see Allah. And some scholars say, who the kuffar will see Allah, but they will be prevented from seeing Allah further. Just like somebody that you have shown something to, then you now what? You now prevent him from benefiting from that thing. You know that thing will not pay you. Somebody comes and says, please can I get 20 naira from you, and you bring it out. This is 20 naira, but I'll not give you. It will be more painful. So some scholars of Sunnah said, who thought you see Allah on the door of Qiyamah, but it will be prevented. Now, this issue, the kuffar, the munafiqun, is only the kuffar, is only the believer, or the kuffar, the believer, the munafiqun, or the kuffar as well, they will see Allah. This issue, we don't fight one another upon that. As Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah, some other scholars have said, they are what minor issue. Whether the kuffar will see Allah and later they will be prevented, the most important thing is what? They will be prevented based on the verse. إِنَّهُمْ أَرَبِّينِ يَوْمَدِينِ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. They will be prevented from seeing their Lord. Whether they will be prevented from the onset or they will be prevented later. Whichever one. Then benefit from it that what? The believers what? We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the evidences from the Quran. In the Sunnah, the Prophet Allah said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَانَ رَبَّكُمْ عِيَانًا. The Prophet Allah said, you will see your Lord clearly, عِيَانًا. You will see your Lord عِيَانًا clearly. Please, I'm envious, he gives them Mu'tazila and the other people who say you will see Allah on the day of resurrection. Like when the Prophet Allah said that you will see your Lord كما ترون هذا القمر ليلة البدر. You see Allah the way you see this moon when is it is foolish. You see Allah like that. One report said what? لا تضامون في رؤيتهم. You will not be pushing one another to sin. One report, لا تضامون في رؤيتهم. You will not be prevented, or you will not be wronged in seeing ill. There will be any injustice in seeing your Lord. Another report, لا تضارون أو لا تضارون في رؤيته. Do not harm one another in sin. Just as you do not harm one another in sin, the sun, the moon. He also said another report, إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون الشمس الظهيرة ليس دون أصحاب. You will see your Lord the way you see the sun, the الظهيرة. That moon, later than our house, without any clouds. Here you see rain. So you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. So these are evidences from the Sunnah that shows that what you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the believer. So that's why this is the Aqeel of the Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So somebody who says that you not see Allah on the day of Qiyamah, holding on to the Aqeed of the Mu'tazilah and the Jahmiyyah, such a person has gone against the Sunnah. Such a person has gone against the Sunnah. And that's why these are some of the things that, some people who almost call this people kufar. Because it's like what? Knocking off evidences, clear evidences from the Quran, using their intellect to interpret the Quran. When we talk about intellect, the most intellectual person to say what would be the most foolish person. It depends. When you say about intellect, look at those who are calling themselves intellectuals, the relationship card and the like. When they speak at times, you see these people are mad. Things that a boy of primary school will not say, you see them saying it, because what? Any person that Allah has not guided such a person is what? It's foolish. Whether he attains the highest level of what? Of degree. And that's why your intellect is not something that what you depend on. It is a tech, first, then your intellect. But putting the intellect first, then bringing the tech to be subjected to your intellect. If you have seen this, the other person will come and say, no, I disagree with you. So I also see it this way. Because you can't say because that what your own intellect is better than his own intellect. Like that, and this is what happens between the so-called philosophers. You can't bring one thing that the philosophers agree upon. Those who call it philosophy know this. One thing that they agree upon, if this one is going this way, it's not going this way. The philosopher will say what? God does not exist. And that philosopher will say what? God exists. Both of them philosophers. Which one is correct? Because the way this one has seen things is the way this one is different from the way this one has seen things. But all of them have what? Relies on their intellect. And that's why the Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah is that the text comes before the intellect. The Aqidah of the Mu'tazilah is that the text comes, the intellect comes before the text. And that the text is used to explain the intellect. So that's why they look for verses, they look for hadith to justify what they have viewed. And this is not supposed to be the case. We look for what? Reasons to justify what it says as text. Who needs, you are not convinced of what the text has said. This is the appeal of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and this is the correct way. So, when Imam says, when Imam Ruya Yom Al-Qiyamah, they have believed traveling the coast, you see Allah, يوم القيامة, the day of Qiyamah. كما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث الصحيح. As is reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in authentic hadith. وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ربه, and at first saw his Lord, فإنه مأثور عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صحيح. Because this is what reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's one who we submit to the Prophet of Ahmad based on what the hadith of Ibn Abbas. At the same time, one interpreted that what the Imam was referring to the scene of Allah in dream. All Qatada and Ikrimah Ibn Abbas, Qatada reported this from Ikrimah from Ibn Abbas. Warawah al-Hakam bin Abbas and Ikrimah Ibn Abbas, al-Hakam also reported this from Ikrimah and from Ibn Abbas. Warawah al-Zayj also reported this from Yusuf bin Mihran and Ibn Abbas. From Yusuf Ibn Mihran from Ibn Abbas. That's what the Prophet Allah saw his Lord. So we said a lot of hadith are against this. If what the Imam is referring to is that what Ibn Abbas, that the Prophet Allah saw Allah in a state of wakefulness. There are a lot of hadith. But if what it means is that what he saw him in dream, then there is no contradiction. So, and this is what one should interpret the statement of the Imam to be. Because there is no clear sign that what the Imam is referring to is that what the Prophet Allah saw Allah in the of wakefulness. Wallahu alam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. One who says that he sees the Prophet Allah in dream, and the Prophet Allah tells him to do so and so. The first thing is to ask him, describe the Prophet Allah that he saw in dream. If the description that he has given is in line with the description of the Prophet Allah and the book of Ahadith, then we say, okay, you are welcome. Then what did he tell you? If he says one tells him, or he told him that he should be praying regularly, that he should fast Ramadan, that he should, then we say, Alhamdulillah, that's okay. But if, when he describes the person that he sees in dream, he does not go in line with what is in the book, then that is not the Prophet Allah. Because Shaitan will not come in the surah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him as a blessing. Then if he sees the surah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he says contradicts what is in the Quran, we say, okay, you have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dream, but you have what? You have misunderstood what he was telling you. No, at times somebody, you see somebody being in front of somebody, the person will be saying something, and what? You understand something else. Do you agree?
Yes.
So you have misunderstood what he said. Why? Because we have in the Quran that what the Sharia is complete, is perfect. The manhaj is perfect. The Aqidah is what is perfect. Perhaps I have not given you another Aqidah, or that manhaj, that means you misunderstood him. And that was why it was said of the Qadr Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaitan appeared to him in dream. So the Shaitan did not say to Muhammad, he said, Ya Abdul Qadr, Ana Rabbuka, O Abdul Qadr, I'm your Lord. Hmm? You say a Muslim, a believer can see Allah in dreams, depending on the level of his iman and his good deeds. So Shaykh Ibn Abdul Qadir said, Ya Abdul Qadir, Ana Rabbuka, Halaltu Laka Al Haram. O Abdul Qadir, I'm your Lord. All the things that are prohibited, they are halal for you. So you cannot sleep with your mother, you can sleep with your sister, you can take alcohol or intoxicants, you can do this, no? You know the haram, Halaltu Laka Al Haram. So, and what the Shaykh said in the dream is that what takes fire ala ilm. Cold across to one, disappear. And the light that he saw in the dream disappeared. So when the Shaykh woke up, he was narrating this to the students. And he said, if Arabs are now Shaytan. How did he know that he was Shaytan? Because I read the Quran and understood it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah la amru. Fahsha. Allah will not allow to do fahsha. And this is what fahsha. Committing zina, all these things, they are fahsha. So how could it be that what after our 500 or so years, then Allah will now want to take this in law for thee? Am I a prophet or a messenger of Allah or what? And the gate of what messengership has been closed. The gate of prophethood has been closed. So the Shaykh, Ashmaullah Ta'ala, was able to rescue himself from these gates on what? On his knowledge. But let's assume that the Shaykh was not knowledgeable and fell for this misguidance of Shaytan, as a lot of Mashariq Sufiya today are falling for this. You see, some of them will not pray, some of them will be consuming intoxicants, some of them sleeping with the wife of the Amuridi, say that what? They are washing them and the like. Yes, Shaytan appeared to them. Because they themselves are what much and not sincere. Allah couldn't have been a bihukum ala manzim shayateen tanazzalu ala kulli affakin atim. So, what Muhammad Ilyas, you say Mawlana, don't say Mawlana is not your Mawla. So you don't call him Mawlana. So what he said, this thing is what is baseless. The claim is like the claim of Ahmad Tijani of Tunisia, or the claim of Ibn Arabi, a Sufi, or the claim of Hallaj, and some others who are deviated from the path of the of Sunnah, the path of the believers, the path of the Muslims. So the same thing, so you see some of these controversies from them. When they see things like these, they cannot, you know, guide themselves with the Quran and Sunnah. So they easily fall for these dreams that they see. And this is what, without a lot of them, you know, went astray. So this is a false claim from Allah.
Right. So, consultancy that only the Marfazilah, Jahmi, and the rest, they are all misguided states of the past. And we can't mention them now, so that because those Afrika does not come back again. The second thing is that Kazawati also that we talked about something with Bid'ah, that the Monkey and the Jama'ah and the Tadakun.
The first one that you don't mention them, they are video of the past. They are video of the past and they are video of what of the present day. People still say this. So, and that's why we teach the people what is supposed to be the right Aqidah. What is the right Aqidah? You tell them what is the right Aqidah. If people have left themselves of what the Prophet Allah brought, there would have been this deep problem. Just we, as we have said, that when you ask most of our mothers, our fathers, where is Allah? We ask most of them, those who have not listened to this deviant text or have not come across this, they say, oh, Allah is what? So that is the Aqidah, the right Aqidah. Because Allah created us on the right path. He said, خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي خُنَفَا. I created my servant Hunafa for committing shirk with me. وَجَعَتُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ فَاجْتَالَتُهُ تَنْدِينِهِمْ So Shayateen came and they took them away from Nadim. So through this rubbish you won't hear for our prayers, Allah is Alim, but not that he has knowledge. Allah is Qadir, but not that he has power. Allah is Kareem, but not that he hears. You do all this. When our parents say Allah, Allah hears, what they mean is that what? Allah hears. When they say Allah, Umbara, they mean that what? Umbara, man, not that he hears you. So our parents, they were born on this good aqidah. But our society today is not free from the Asha'ira. You know, they are those who learn the deen from among our Abbas and our fathers. They learn the aqidah of the Asha'ira. So when they learn this aqidah, some of the adulterated things that our parents say today, they got some of these things from those Abbas. So now describing Allah with some things that I watch, but are not okay. Yaqida of Allah, let me go be kidding. This Yaqida is not something that was apparent, knew before. But not that our Mafa, who had mingled with the Sufi people, the Ashaira, the Sufi Ashaira, and they are saying it today. So that thing that happens, they regard people as what? They are far and they will be saying it. And that's why you have to counter this thing. When you say that it's the end of the past, and what? We don't talk about it. There are people who are still spreading that the end of the past. So you believe today that the Mu'tazila are no more around. The Mu'tazila are still very much around. The end of the Mu'tazila can now reach the Rawafid, the Khomeinis and the like. The Aqidah of the Mu'tazila are still with the Khomeini, still with the Rawafid in Iran, in Iraq, in Lebanon, and you guys are still getting that Aqidah. For you to say, don't discuss the Mu'tazila or the thing, don't discuss the Ashaira. The Ashaira are very much around today. When they say they are teaching Aqidah, they are teaching people the Aqidah of the Ashaira. Look at the great scholars, some great scholars that, you know, these people, when you learn and you see Buddha, the Ashaira, no, you'll be disturbed. Because the society that they found themselves, the society has not been polluted with this false aqidah. And if I was trying to do a Mawla, the best part of that was, he wrote things on Bid'ah and the like. He fell for the aqidah of the Ashaira in many things. Ibn Khaldun, Imam Nawawi, and many others like that. He fell for this aqidah because their society influenced them. But the only thing is that what these people using the scholarship is them differentiating them from the mainstream Ashaira. What some also be the Ashaira proper will say, when they see that evidence clearly is the case that you see them were putting the Ashaira. Another some people will say what they are not Ashaira, they will say what the Ashaira. Because you see them refusing the Ashaira on some what? Jesus. So that I don't know they are not Ashaira. But it is the environment that influenced them that they also fell for what the Ashaira concerns some instances. For us to not say, okay, we should not fold up our hands, we shouldn't talk about this again. Well, we have great scholars who are also telling things like that. No talk of those who do not know much about the deen. So we have to continue to say so that people will know the right aqida. For instance, the Ashaira they believe that what we see Allah on the day of Qiyamah. But they say you see Allah not what? Not through jihad. Because the aqidah of the Ashaira is that what? Allah is not above the throne. That is the aqidah of the Ashaira. Allah is not above the throne. So about Ar-Rahman al-Arshi Tawa, he said the meaning that Ar-Rahman al-Arshi Tawa. Means Allah is the one who has control over the Arash. Who has control over you yourself? Who has control? Who has control over the stream? Who has control over the river? Over the oceans? Over the jinn? Who has control? Allah has control over everything. So what is now pressure in saying what Rahman al-Arsh is Kawla? Allah is the one who has control over al-Arsh. And look at verses of the Quran, you see that what, this is what's rubbish. Allah no yahmilu arsha rabbika fawqam yawma idhin samaniya. First people who are bearing the arsh of your Lord. So not as you can interpret al-arsh again, as Rabb al-arsh al-azim, so you know what? That's the one who has the power. He's not referring to true, no, no. Metaphorically, he's referring to what? Power. So because they're not believing that, they believe, when you say, you see Allah, so you see Allah in Jia. Then you have to see Allah, you know, maybe up or down. And when you see Allah up, that means what? When you agree to that, you agree to accepting that Allah is what? Is above the truth. So they don't want to accept that. So they say, you see Allah, but not what? Not in that way. So now that comes to that, the statement of the Mu'tazila is better. It makes sense. It's more sensible than the statement of the Ash'ari. So we have to continue to teach people that they will remain on the Aqidah that Islam left the companions upon. A small girl that was wearing the slave girl wearing the sheep. When the master wanted to set her free, the Prophet Allah had to set her. He said, I am Allah, where is Allah? He said, what? Come on. Oh. And the Prophet said, what? Ta'atikah. Set her free. Fa'inna amunina shi'i lebeleva. Look at the sailors who are guilty. Now when you ask for people today, where is Allah? Do you mean where is Allah? You are telling Muslims in Afghanistan and in Palestine, and you are asking all these issues from Kidan and all these trivialities. This is what the Prophet Allah Salaam asked a person, and he said what? Al-Fiqah Fa'ina Mu'mina. This hadith is by Muslim. You know what you can ask somebody with this? Say what? That the reality is, no, they are killing the Muslims, no, they are talking about how we can advance, you know, the Muslim cause, you know, can get huge Muslim universities, you know, empower the Muslims economically. Nobody is fighting over the huge Muslim university, empower the Muslims economically. They are good things, but they are not the most important things. They are not more important than what? Than the Aqidah. But nobody will die with good Aqidah in poverty. Is better than for somebody what to die in bad Aqidah in misguidance with words. This is what people do not understand. When Ali ibn Hajj in Nigeria, there are some people after the election of 91 or so. So Sheikh Al-Banna Rahimahullah Ta'ala now asked him when he met Ali ibn Hajj. He said, oh Ali ibn Hajj, all the people that are going about with you, that you're all going about, you know, you have formed this Islamic salvation, whatever you have. Yes, he said, all of them, do they believe that Allah is above the throne? I said, we hope so. Sheikh Al-Bain said, no, I don't want a political answer. Do they believe? He said, a lot of them do not believe in that. This is what the problem has. It's more red. And people who want to establish what? Islamic society, Islamic government. They don't have this word, the Aqidah. So, yeah, how many scholars are there in your list? There are no scholars. But you know, we speak and stand on people like you said. So, how many doctors do you have? You have a lot of doctors. But no scholar. You are fighting Islamic cause. You know, you see the funny thing, a lot of doctors, a lot of us, engineers. But how many scholars do you have? No scholar. And you are fighting for Islamic cause. How can you be fighting for something that what you yourself do not understand? In that area, but we'll be keeping a distance of people like you. That is an outsider now. Keeping a distance from you. The Sheikh said, no, you have to include in you, among you, told what, who is called as Adab, will be directing you when you are going wrong. No, no, this is the right thing. This is what is Sunnah. This is against the Sunnah. So Allah Allah. No, that statement will not be correct to say there must be a certain ijma. That before you can call something bid'ah, it will not be correct to say that. But for me to say somebody is a mubtadi, that's a different thing. You cannot just declare people mubtadi anyhow. As some people who are swearing themselves to Salafia, or some people who are Salafia but they are not Christians, as they are trying to be. Once you see one mistake or the other in your brother, the next is supposed to say what is a mubtadi. And once we, you know, we start using this, the rule is what? There is nobody that is free. You that are distributing this thing to people, that you are mubtadi, you are mubtadi. Don't worry, there are some people waiting behind you. So once you just turn back, they give you your own tag as well. They are also mubtadi. So, free from that, nobody can watch. There will be a Salafi. But let people know what is right and what is wrong. You are being media is different from what you are in opinion. These are two different things. So then you should have the mind of what correcting him, not the mind of what of finishing him or destroying him. When you ascribe yourself to Salafiyya, this is a path that if not well trodden, one easily goes astray. That is the part of Salafiyya. If not, you know, gently trodden, one easily goes astray. No one Salafiyya will say what? What is binding on you is what? The statement of Allah, the statement of God. And there is nobody that what you have to follow blindly. We have somebody who Shaitan wants to use, now see himself as what? As an authority. When they say, okay, I'm back, they say, no, that is Abu Bakr. No, that statement is not correct. Oh, okay, no, that statement is not correct. Shafi, this is not correct. Now he's telling with himself, they will not say this is what is correct. Now he is a tradition. Knocking Abu Bakr, knocking Umar, knocking Uthman, knocking the scholars of the Sunnah, the tradition itself. But it is part of Salafiyya for those people who are following him to not ask. They will also disagree with what you have said. For you to have knocked those people, we also have what? Your right to also disagree with you not. But the person now, he now wants to impose himself on people. That's what the right thing you should pull. With that, he has gone out of the manhaj of the staff. And that is trying to force your own view on people. So I said, that is the right way. But if not, gently trodden, somebody goes out of this unwillingly. And the person is to be ascribing himself to him. And the fact that you ascribe yourself to Safiya is not automatic participation. Don't be deceived. Because he said that the son of me and this I'm Ahl Sunnah. You have just said it. But you have to look at your practice. So now please, because you have said that the son of me, that means that gives you automatic what certificate of general automatic that you declaring people Mubtadi'a. Not that you are calling Mubtadi'a if you follow their way. That if you behave the way they are behaving, you also become a Mubtadi. Other people call you or people do not call you. So that's why we have to be very, very careful. When we see people or some persons not committing mistakes, your what is compulsory on you is what to bring them out of the error. It's not compulsory on you to label them. When you label them or you not label them, that was not what. You call somebody a kafir, you not call him a kafir. He is a kafir in the sight of Allah. You not call him a kafir does not make what? Does not avail him. And the Bible is not a carving, if you call it a carving. The fact that you call it a carving does not mean what? It's a carving before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our target should be what? To correct people. Not what? Not to destroy them. You see some people when they will ascend themselves to Sunnah, they get intoxicated. What they will be looking at them, how is the next will tell you today? So wanting to call somebody will tell you. And you see what? If other, they will come what? They will come weak. When it has to do with what? Ibadah. Now I feel no. All these now feelings, all these things of Ibadah, they will not be doing it. Because what they've seen is what? What they are, what is their target? Is just to know who is the Yidil al-Sunnah now, who is half of Sunnah now. So, to say what? Ijma'al Mutayakkan. Before you can call something Bid'ah, there must be consensus. Not everybody knows everything. So Bid'ah means Bid'ah. Whatever is not, does not have evidence in the Quran and Sunnah. The practice of the Quran was sorry, what is Bid'ah? As long as it has to do with what? Jidin. This is what is Bid'ah. Now the one who is practicing it, before you call such a person, they will tell you, you have to look at that person. So they are not those who are striving. Also promoting the Sunnah, day and night promoting the Sunnah. But among those who are what? Not, they are already after their selfish interest. You look at that person. Even among those who are spreading the Sunnah, then you try to call his attention that no, this thing is bigger than you be. And you want to try to convince him, you bring evidences for that. Now because you have seen one video or seen practice one video, then you now leave him and watch. You see what is among them. If you take to that method, there are people also waiting behind you just for you to come back and also what? Maybe you can. That does not benefit us. As is happening in the world today, that you see people just declaring themselves Muqtadiyah, Muqtadiyah. You have to be very, very careful. Allah has not sent you as a police, you know, on the people of Allah.
Now please, I want to add that and suppose you have been seen, but you think that she should continue to be a Piyama. What do you say about
this? No, this statement is not correct. Messengership, that is the Risala, is stronger than Nubuwa. Risala is stronger than Nubuwa. So if Nubuwa has been killed, then messengership or Risala also has been killed. So those who are claiming to be Anbiya, you know the statement of the scholars and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ on such people that they are kufar. Now some people may say this misuse of words or misunderstanding of words. Somebody may say I'm a Rasul, meaning I'm a messenger. Not meaning the messenger like that of the Prophet of Allah, or but meaning somebody who is delivering the message of the messenger of Allah. The Prophet of Allah himself will do something like that. Maybe send somebody and an errand to something, maybe to meet somebody. They may say, maybe those people will say, what? This is Ajib Rasulah Rasulillah. That is respond to or meet the messenger of the messenger of Allah, Rasul, Rasulillah. So this is not the Sharia context, it's the what?
Language.
So if the person is meaning this, then there is no harm in this. But it is better avoided so that people will not think that the person is calling himself messenger of Allah. As somebody once said that met somebody that said I'm the messenger of Allah. And the person is establishing that in the garden saying he's the messenger of Allah. They now went to him after during the program that how can you call yourself and was trying to establish that you still maintain that. So he was looking at people Allah Allah from the language viewpoint, but the people, they can misconstrue what you say and you're not trying to mean what. So anything that has a kind of confusion or ambiguity should be avoided by a serious Muslim or law.
Who are these two people? Muhammad Jami and Ibrahim Niyaz. I also know about
them. You know about them. Nam Ahmad Tijani, you know, was born in Fas, in Tunisia, today. So he said he learned the Quran and some big books like that. So we've got to a point where he declared himself as the Wali. And the Sufi method, or methodology, Sufi sect that he was following before. So he left all those words. He said that the Prophet Allah had appeared to him and he said he should be doing this. So with that, he established himself. So later, he had followers like that. So he had problems with the government. Then he was driven out. And, you know, later people also, you know, they were following like that. But I got out to stretch to many areas like Senegal, his followers like that. So, and one of his students, Ali Harabi, the author of Jawahir al-Ma'ani, said, he told him some things that he wrote in the book Jawahir al-Ma'ani. One of those things is that when the person appeared to him one-on-one, so, and he gave him Salat al-Fati, one of which is equal to reciting the Quran 6,000 times, and one of it, all the salawat, apart from Salat al-Fati that have been told to the creator of the heavens and the earth, they are not such one Salat al-Fati. So, he said a lot of things like that. And one of the things that he said, okay, if this is the word for Salat al-Fati and the like, then can't we say that the one who's doing this is the position is greater than that of the companions of the Prophet? He said no. That no wali's position will be up to that of the companions, just like no position of the companion will be greater than that of Abu Bakr, like that. So you see contradiction in her. So at times they will say is the Khatam al-Awliya the seal of, so at times you see what is greater than, you know, the prophet, just like Ibn Arabi and blacks will say. So contradiction, because I read the book Jawahir al-Ma'ani, a friend of mine, his father had that book. His father was a conk Ghanaian, so he's dead now. So I read the book and I saw some of this contradiction. So later on, people like Abu Rahima, you know, released this thing. Some people were, you know, surprised that, how could he be saying, who created that? I was a brother, now guided to Sunnah, who came to one of our brothers and said, you are lying against Ahmad Tijani, those things are not in your mind. I said, I've read the book. All that Abu Rahima is saying is correct. It's in the book. It's in Jawahir al-Ma'ani. Only there are some things that he mentioned in Jawahir al-Ma'ani that contradicted what he also said in Jawahir al-Ma'ani. Like he believes that no wali, he said in there, would be as great as the companions. Just as no companion would be as great as Abu Bakr. So, some of it, then Umar Said al-Futi also commented on Jawahir al-Ma'ani and approved, sanctioned most of what is there. So they print the two, they will print them together. One will be at the site of the main one. So Jawahir al-Ma'ani will be the main one. This Hizbu something or the name will be at the edge of the book. But they contain a lot of shirkiyat and kufriyat. And then, so if Ahmad Tijani was the one who said that, then that would be kufr. If he was not the one that said it, what has he said? We don't have his books with us. So what we also argue that was it was not in good time with the government. Then we had problem with the other. They have to try to kill them out. And students who have been saying this, they've been saying the Tabish things that are against the Aqidah in their books. Now, Sheikh Ibrahim, he asked similar thing. He wrote a book called Al-Bayan wa Tibyan. I have the Prophet Bayani with me. He was trying to defend Ahmad Tijani and trying to defend Tijaniya. Say that what they are doing is the zikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, and the like. What is wrong in this? And I wonder if there is wrong in this. And some of the things that they were ascribed to Ahmad Tijani, that Ahmad Tijani is free from those things. He had the manuscripts of it. Those things that are contained in the published one and are not in the manuscript. That Sukhenij, as one of the Tijaniya in Egypt, also put in similar things. That the one he had and nothing like that yet. So that is that they are serving to Ahmad Tijani, that Ahmad Tijani is free from them. The other Islam Tijani said that anything that he would tell you about me, for the Qazinu bin Izan Shavel, measure it with the measure of the Sharia. From our Faqahu, whatever I'm just relating, for Udo, take it. From our Khalafahu, for Tukhu, whatever I'm just relating, then leave it. So he said it's not up to defend Ahmad Tijani and also to defend the Tijaniya. So, but if you look at the question here is that if you have a manuscript, why can't you publish that manuscript? So that people will stop when those who are the leaders of Tijaniya today, the copy that they are having with them is what? That copy that contains those rubbish. As I said, that friend of mine, back with around 94, 95. So, his father was one of the leaders of Tijaniya. So it was through him I read this Al-Jawad Ma'ami, and through him I read the book Al-Bunya Al-Talibi Tariq Al-Haq of Abdul Qadir Jilani. The father had books. So why can't you publish that out? Likewise, this man who is called the Mufti of Nigeria. Do you know him? No, the Mufti of Nigeria. They call the Mufti of Nigeria, and the Nigerian government made him the Mufti of Nigeria.
Officially,
the Mufti of Nigeria. Ibrahim Bansali and Hussein is in Maiduguri. At times, you feature in Al Jazeera, and likewise in some of the conferences. So it sounds in Hadith, but we have problem of tasawuf. So he also said similar thing said by Ibrahim Kaulaki, that they have ascribed some things to Jahel Ma'ani that is not in this. What is this thing out so that you can free this man? This man does not have any book published. All that we have is that the people who won the government, they are what? They are attacking him. So he said that the French, whatever, that included those things in Jamal Ma'ani. His enemies are those who included those things in Jamal Ma'ani. So that is the statement of Ibrahim Sali as the same. But what you say is that what you take people based on what they are written, or based on what people are very close to them, concerned about them. Unless if you have what something contrary to that from his own speech. Take for example the Qadiriyya, they have put a lot of people to have the Qadir Jilani. But when you read the book of the Qadir Jilani, for example, you read Al-Ghunya, then the book has some errors, that is some errors in terms of fiqh, or some errors in terms of some issues of Aqidah. There are some errors there. When that book is read the book, you will dissociate Abdul Qadir from this people, this Qadiriyya people. Here he attacked the Ash'ari vehemently. He attacked the Mu'tazila, the Shia, he attacked them in that book vehemently. And dissociating himself from the Aqidah of the Ash'ari and establishing himself to be among the Sunnah and Jama'ah. But the only thing is that what there are some Sufi whatever tendencies in him, but those things do not take him out of the fold of Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah. Then there are some positions that he took on some fake issues that are not correct. There are some positions that he took based on some weak hadith. This one could happen to another scholar because some people make use of hadith when they do not know what, thinking they are authentic and they are not authentic. This is applicable to a lot of scholars. So all the ayahs that you give for you to support them on that. So you need Al-Bunya, you see some of this in there. But he's attacking these Gideon texts in the book. So the essence that this Gandhi that they are beating, he vehemently attacked it in the book Al-Bunya. Likewise in the second book, Sirul Aslat, he attacked that in that book he classified the Sufi people into about 12. And said the only Sufi group that is in the right way is the Asufiya to Asuniya. Those who are Sufi, but they are what? Upon the Sunnah. So that is the other two Sufi, Sufiya, to mean what? Zuruj. Yeah? That is to run away from this asceticism, to run away from what we think. That's what the understood Sufi to be. Not the way these people are doing. And he also has another book, Futuh al-Ghayb. Even three of Allah Ta'ala in his Majmu' Fatawa, Volume 11, explain this book. And most of the time in this book, if you don't want to speak, we refer to Abdul Qadir, we say, Waqala Abu Muhammad, Abdul Qadir Jili, or Jiali. Abu Muhammad, Abdul Qadir Jili said so also. So when he's quoting the Hanabila, he put him in forefront and among the Hanabila scholar. So now this man is free from this rubbish that these people are attempt. But how do we exonerate him? Through his works. So now the works of Ahmad Tijani with which you can exonerate him from what his closest students have attributed to him. So one would say, if these are what he has done, so this is what is Kufru and the Kafir. Unless he is free from those things. So the same thing, Ibrahim and Yan. So people have, what Ibrahim Yan wrote in the book, Bayan wa Kiryan, another man who was with Ibrahim Yan for some time, the man wrote the book, which he titled something that died as Sunnah was larger and bitter. So he said, composed a poem that talking about how he left the Tijaniya group. Then he was in Tijaniya for 30 years. And he has, you know, rising to the level of Sheikh yet. But he discovered some things, and that was why he pulled out, now attacked again. So the book is popular. The book is popular, it's a popular book. So there is content, he attacked Ibrahim Yat himself. And when you see those who are telling themselves to those who are saying yas, yas, yas, yas, you see the way they behave like mad people. And Ibrahim Yas died around 1975 or so. So if who are telling themselves they are behaving like mad people like this, that means there is a water of watch of this thing in itself. So as some of the utterances of Ibrahim Yas himself, they are not what, they are not okay. Some of his poems are not okay. Some of his poems contain shirkiyat. So now,
what is the issue that you cannot say which one is, someone is wrong or someone is right, and you can say I'm not correct, you are wrong. So in that case, a student of knowledge or a scholar can speak from a student and say something on that issue. So that has to be on such an issue, cannot. But I'm thinking that the evidence is not clear.
and someone sees the Prophet Muhammad in dream and he says something on that issue, does that have the effect on the what he says? On an issue that is not clear.
Okay.
Someone who is a Sunni, is Prophet Allah, maybe a student of knowledge or a scholar,
is in dream.
And Prophet says something of that issue. Does it have any effect on the statement?
No, it's not. It's not binding. It's not binding. So, but the person can use that as supporting evidence, yes, for what he says. Since the issue is what is a controversial issue, so maybe he now sees the Prophet with him saying that this is not the correct thing on this matter. So he can use that as a supporting evidence, but not binding on other people.
Can he say that out?
Yeah, you should be careful. Because so that people will not misunderstand him and so saying that he says dua or something like that. The one who wants to live a palatum or to reveal it on his own at home or on her own at home, what type of a palatum is she doing? So the a palatum that people are doing is not a palatum really. So most of these a palatum that you go is for fun, fear, and jamboree. So it turns out into society or meeting, the social meeting, that okay, the wife of so and so person has now also delivered, so how are we going to contribute? So on the chance, some kids of the adult, so some of them will not correct grammatically. So the chance that and the part. So that is not a salatu. If you want to do a salatu, you do a salatu for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, don't want a salatu now. I mentioned his name, etc. That is a salatu. So if you want to sit, you sit. At least if you do 100 in a day, it's okay. But if you do 10 or if you do 1,000, you can do that. So the Prophet Sallallahu encouraged us to do salat for him. And Allah encouraged us. That was just a lot for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you don't need to look for somewhere where you gather and what you'll be chanting some things that are not, that are irrelevant. So if the person says he wants to do that, you tell him or tell her, don't make it Sunday. You should do what? Every day. Try to do as much as possible, or as many as possible every day. That is your salat. Now, but for the person to ask, okay, the way they are doing it, he wants to do it that way, that is wrong. Just like people who say, want to do more in a bee, as we said last week, want to do more in a bee, there's room for you to do more in a bee. And the best way you can do it is what? Fasting on Monday. You say, what's that? Why are you fasting on Monday? What about fasting on Monday? As commenced by a Muslim, he said, Zalika yomu litufi. That's the day I was born. So it was asked, why fasting on Wednesday was the what? I was born. So clear. So he has told us the reason why he's fasting on Monday. He said that was day was born and day was raised as a messenger. So if you want to do more than a bee at all, you do that. But for you to leave that and you are looking for this jamboree or phone fear or social whatever, so that is the way of the big people. People are people of dunya. Go after dunya, not after ibadah. So Allah. Now, if they are not around and you want people to do walima for them, then there is no harm that you are doing walima, you send maybe money that people should feed themselves. Not of walima, no harm. There is no harm. It's not necessary that before you feed people in your walima, you have to be there where they are eating the food. So you are doing walima here. You want to send some things, maybe money that you should get something and feed themselves. It's part of walima, no? Now, what is the ruling that guides female covering their head in the house? Why maybe someone is praying or reciting the Quran?
There is no text that says you are a woman has to cover her hair in the house in the absence of the strangers. And what is that says that? If she does, maybe she wants to recite the Quran or someone is praying, no harm. So like it is not compulsory. Then Aisha radhiyallahu anha was in the house, in her room. Jibril came, but did not enter. He said that the Prophet should extend his duty to Aisha radhiyallahu anha. Some people say because the way she was dressed. No, but Islam will pray like that in that house. So not entering does not mean what? Does not mean the angels will not enter the woman. Does not cover her head. That is her house. Privacy. So unless if you see a stranger here coming in that case, she will have to dress properly. That is, those who cannot see are in that state should have to do the follow. The Salah. She will have to cover herself in Salah. Reciting the Quran, not compulsion.
No.
What it is only the Salah that you have to cover herself, just as the Prophet has ordered, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, but you have to cover herself.
No. What is the Islamic ruling concerning the application of every language?
There is no thing that says one cannot apply a language. There is no thing. And whoever says one cannot do it should bring the evidence that is that the scholars. I don't know of any scholar that say you can't do it. What they will say is that one is doing it should not make it look like that from the kafirah, so that a shampoo will not come in that is emulating the non-Muslim. So if she does that and she cover her head, she didn't set it the way the kafirah should do it, there's no harm in that. Allahu a'lam.
I have to make a question for you. The last question, inshallah. On the morning of the day, the first day. So some people say the order and the hajj. And they say the door is not closed. Anybody can do his charge. But in Asaba, Lahu Ajrun, Wailam Yasif, Lahu Ajrun Wahid. الثاني الذي سوى الميراج يقول بعد سمعوا شيء يقول يقول الله صلى الله عليه when he did that I can explain that so you can so the third one is the head the arulat rasul in manam so that two persons see the prophet in the dream. And the person is how can we know that in the prophet
instead of the prophet? Well, after that, Quran says it is the same dream. In the dream, you say, you cry. If you also know the attributes of the prophet, if he describes that what he has described is in line with what you have in the books, like for instance, you go to Shamayil of Primary. We have authentic hadith describing the air of the Prophet of Allah, Salam, his face, his beard, and the lives. So if what the person says or describes is exactly like that, then we say, okay, you have passed the fourth stage. Then what did he say? That's the next message. So that is simple. If what the person said to him is in line with the Sunnah, so I don't understand. That's a good dream. If what the point says is what is against the Sunnah, you said yes, you have said the Quran, but you have misunderstood what he has said, because this thing contradicts the statement and what there is no more work in the way. So it's simple. Now the Isra al Miraj that did he see Allah? He said he did not see Allah. Huh? He didn't see Allah.
You only saw light.
She said, "Nurun, lamna arahu." So like, how could I have seen him? So did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what the muhaqqiqun among the people of Sunnah of Qom. Some crowd of the people that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and that is the secret to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more correct stance on this is that he did not see Allah. So the hadith that we used to say that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. There's another report of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that said he saw Allah in the arch. That is within the art or soul. So his mind, that shows you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Mawlid is not an issue of Ishtinaj. The Prophet Allah talked about his Mawlid and he fasted. Just as Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when Allah caused the Prophet Fir'aun and his soldiers to drown, Prophet Musa fasted. Shukranillah, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people of Bani Israel also fasted, and that's not about what the issue of Ashura. So the man was raised on Monday and was given birth to on Monday, he fasted. So when he was passed on Monday, I said that's the reason why he fasted, why he was fasting. So the companions, those who could do it, also what? He did that. And those who could not do it, he didn't say what you have to do it. So now we'll be bringing it to our time. Why is it that we are running away from what he did? And what we are looking for is substitute for that, which the companions did not do. So I'm not that we are only just doing it, we are also seeing it as part and parcel of what we use to determine the love of the Prophet of Allah. In fact, the most important thing is knowing who loves the Prophet of Allah and who does not love it. This thing the companions did not know anything about that. Then we introduce it by using that to determine the ones who love the Prophet of Allah. This is not Christianity. This is the way of the people of Ahwa, people of innovations, people of vain desires, who introduce in the deen what they like. Just like the Christians, that they introduce a lot of things in their deen. When you look at the Christians and the Sufi people introduce this knowledge, talk about knowledge, that those who introduce knowledge, they were kufar. The consensus of the scholars of Sunnah, those who introduce Mawlid Nabi Ghar Kufar, the Ubaydiyun, Sayyid ibn Hussein al-Ubaydi was the first person who, the son, one of the grandson, al-Mu'izz Billah. So the first person who introduced Mawlid Nabi. And this was for a political reason. They asked themselves to the Prophet Allah, to the Prophet of the Prophet Allah, so that they will get what support of the people. And they introduced what? It's a vision of the birth of the Prophet of Allah that would get support from the people. And until then, the rulers generally, they've been what? They've been continuing so that what? They get support of the people. So by saying what, they are celebrating the birthday of the Prophet of Allah alayhi wa sallam. So this thing was not here. So don't introduce it to our kuffar. So why do we now use that to determine the love of the Prophet of Allah sallam or the other one? So that is not correct. It's not an issue of ijtihad. Not an issue of ijtihad. So the Christians, they are sensitive to lose what the vision of the death of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They introduce dancing in their religion. So the Sufi people also introduce what dancing. So if you look at them, they look alike. They look alike. They're almost the same thing. In fact, they are worse than the Christians. When the Christians say that what Prophet Isa alayhi salam is son of God or is God, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, we know his status. Then so compare this person and the person who is saying that Ibrahim Diaz or Ahmad Tijani is God. Or somebody who is saying that dog, a dead dog, is what? Is God. Who is worse? Both of them are bad. Both of them are kafir. But this one is kufu is greater than the kufu of this one. Because the one that this one is calling God is something that works. You see, they are very Yeah, like you said, the dread of the same feather, so to speak. Then we look at those Mu'tazila and the likes, those who use their rationale and their intellect to, if you look at them among the so-called Muslims, compare them with the Jews, they are the same. The Jews, they make sense of the laws of Allah. When Allah asks them to do something, they look for a way of what? Or dodging or mimicking or making sense of Allah. There is no, they have the life of ruler. Saying that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Christ. Huh? Or saying that what is the Bible or book of Apostle? You want your God glorified. What is the statement of those who watch? Who, you know, just make sense of the king? So Musa is not taking part among us. He has problem with his testing. So that's why he's not working with us. So you see that people who make sense of, compare this with the Mu'tazila. One of them was saying that, no, this is not. He said, Muhammad said, if you were to stand in front of me, I would say, no, you are wrong. The Mu'tazila is saying that. But if Muhammad was to say that, I would tell him that what? You are wrong. Referring to the hadith of what? Of the way our creature is the hadith of Nutfa, Mudgha, etc. No. I'll tell him you are wrong. The Mu'tazili is saying that. So these people, they are like Jews. Why the Mutasawwifa? They are like the Christians. And that's why Allah Ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he did a surat al-mustaqim, surat al-ladina na'am ta'alim, khayyid mawdudu alim wa nasa'u.
If people are to call us in our any rapporting, I expect you to call us in our any rapporting.
And the sexual means now is speaking for me. Everybody is a mustaqim. Every Muslim is a mustaqim because we seek forgiveness of Allah. Between 20 and 28th of this month, March.
So I received a text message which reads that between 28th and 28th of this month, March, the likelihood of having a lucid dream. This dream is like normal rain, but may cause maybe skin damage if you expose yourself to it. Then, if this is true, which astral can we be doing?
Okay. Can you change to the other?
Yes.
Well, I don't know of anything about our acid dream. So, we said the same thing and today to report.
Create unnecessary panic. Though I have not really confirmed the authenticity, but reading from the science of how acid rains do occur, the information runs contrary to how acid rains do occur. Acid rains fall when you have a mixture of chemicals in the sky with water and other things like that. It occurs naturally where they have factories or industries where they flare chemicals and things like that. So, and this information is reading that there's a dark circle around the moon and something like that. This has never been associated with acid rain. And he said the message came from NASA. And if this came from NASA, you'd have heard similar things from the CNN or BBC that are broadcasted. So this reviews, I mean, it looks more like the last message. We may not pay too much importance on it. But anyway, we can see this thing further and find it. Appropriate authorities to make such an answer. If something as great as this great happens, it has been made clearly in the media, and there's nothing like that so far. I see this as a good reason, and I'm not very
exactly.
And that is on that subhanallah alhamdulillah.